News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Members of the European Parliament are due to vote on EU chemicals legislation today on whether or not they should ban things called PFAS from cosmetic products. Now, these are chemicals that are also known as forever chemicals that remain in your body long after the makeup has been washed off. Professor Katrina Ryan is with us. She's consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists. What exactly is a PFA, Katrina?
So these are called forever chemicals, and they're types of chemicals that you see in makeup products to make them more durable, often to make things water resistant or long lasting, but they don't break down easily and they can persist in the environment and the body and in the body. The reason there's a lot of concern about these is this group of chemicals has been associated with increased cancer risk in humans in the past, especially things like kidney cancer, testicular cancer. It can affect, your endocrine system, which is your hormone system and your immune system. But that's typically, Anton, when these chemicals were in contaminated water. So when people were consuming them for a long time, over time, and contributed to cancer risk. So we don't actually know the risk when they're on in makeup, that's just going onto the skin. It's not penetrating in the same way. Although I suppose that the lipsticks, long stain lipsticks and long lasting lipsticks, you may be accidentally ingesting them because they're on your lips. But that's where the concern is coming from. There's no actual evidence that they cause issues in skincare, but I can see why this legislation is being passed. If these are chemicals that have been associated in much higher concentrations with these issues, just keeping them out of makeup products. And we've got so many, categories, safe, different ingredients to use, I think does make some sense.
Yeah, it seems a fairly logical inference that if there's evidence that ingestion is a bad thing, smearing them on a daily basis on your mucous membranes and possibly ingesting them through either eyeballs or mouth, there has to be some impact, no?
Yeah. Now the real damage has been seen when people were taking big amounts, ingesting them into their GI over long periods of time from contaminated water or even industrial settings. But yeah, I think personally, I would be avoiding them because even small amounts, you just don't know what things can do over time, especially in a genetically predisposed person. So I think it makes sense. I would welcome this move. The more concerning thing is that these aren't always listed on Inkey lists. So you might know that this is in your product. So I think limiting sort of those highly processed, the ultra long wear makeup. It's very easy to reapply your lipstick or your makeup. So I personally would avoid them. And I think it's a good move here in general.
And are they avoidable or are they ubiquitous in all makeup?
No, they're avoidable and they're not ubiquitous. The issue we have, I think, more is that they're not always listed. So when something is long lasting, ultra long lasting, sometimes the waterproof ones, they're the ones that have these forever chemicals in them.
Katrina, thanks very much for your time. Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist at the Institute of Dermatologists.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.